This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A proposed bill would use a new heavy vehicle fee to raise money for pedestrian safety infrastructure projects. Research shows heavier vehicles are more dangerous when they hit people who are walking or cycling. So some people argue the vehicles should contribute more to keep pedestrians safe. But bill sponsor Senator Lisa Cutter says the funding mechanism may change.
I don't know that that's going to be the way that we'll structure the fees, but it is true that bigger, heavier vehicles do cause more deaths. And so we're just looking at various means of working that through.
Last year, a record-breaking 115 pedestrians were killed in Colorado. An interim legislative committee will consider the bill tomorrow. Flags will be at half staff after a Colorado Springs parole officer was killed doing her job last Thursday. Authorities have identified her as Officer Christine Sandoval. A second parole officer was also struck but has already been released from the hospital. They were trying to contact a suspect when the officers were hit. CSPD arrested 41-year-old Justin Andrew Kula about an hour after the incident. Federal officials say a lawsuit settlement with Frontier Airlines was incorrectly announced last week. They now say there is no labor agreement yet between Frontier Airlines and employees regarding pregnant and lactating employees. Federal officials said the press release should not have been published and apologized for the mistake. CPR News will continue to follow this story. For the latest, come to CPR.org. El Paso County is under a severe thunderstorm warning in effect through 6:22 tonight. Denver and Fort Collins can expect some rain into this evening. This is CPR News.